This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Yep, this is the Sue Free Show, and here we are again, and I am always just feel so overwhelmed with the blessing of being able to be on this show and to be with you today. We are talking about rewords, and right now this series is on reflection and resolution because we're moving forward. And with me today, I have Roland Wiley. And Roland Wiley is my engineer and my producer. And he's been with me since the very beginning, since the birth of the Sue Free Show. And he's been such an instrumental part of the encouragement that I feel and the support I feel. So, Roland, I am so thankful that you are on with me today. And we're going to be talking about these things. So welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be on the other side of the studio.
Yes. And man, what a great voice you have. I'm liking the way you sound. He's just giggling right now. Yeah,
thank you.
So great. So we're talking about reflection and reflecting over our lives and how we are, you know, just a summation of everything that has happened to us up till now. And with that, we have a belief system. We have something that's created inside of us that has created this image that we have. And sometimes that's a good image and sometimes it's not so good. And we want to change that image if it's not God's image, because Christ created us for a specific purpose and we want to make sure that purpose happens. There's a book that's out right now, and I was reading out of this book, and I just want to read this to you right now because this really struck a chord with my heart. Relax in my everlasting arms. Your weakness is an opportunity to grow strong in awareness of my almighty presence. When your energy fails you, do not look inward and lament the lack you find there. Look to me and my sufficiency. Rejoice in my radiant riches that are abundantly available to help you. Go gently through this day, leaning on me and enjoying my presence. Thank me for your neediness, which is building trust bonds between us. If you look back on your journey thus far, you can see that days of extreme weakness have been some of your most precious times. Memories of these days are richly interwoven with golden strands of my intimate presence. This is Deuteronomy 33:27, Psalm 27:13-14. The other one is, open your mind and heart, your entire being, to receive my love in full measure. So many of my children limp through their lives starved for love because they haven't learned the art of receiving. This is essentially an act of faith, believing that I love you with boundless, everlasting love. The art of receiving is also a discipline, training your mind to trust me, coming close to me with confidence. Remember that the evil one is the father of lies. Learn to recognize his deceptive intrusions into your thoughts. One of his favorite deceptions is to undermine your confidence in my unconditional love. Fight back against these lies. Do not let them go unchallenged. Resist the devil in my name, and he will slink away from you. Draw near to me, and my presence will envelop you in love. Ephesians 3:16, Hebrews, John, and James. Isn't that wonderful?
It's interesting, though, because you had mentioned in that reading about training your mind. And with that being said, it's that when we limit our minds or limit the training in our minds, we limit our ability to not only trust in God, but just to go on from day to day.
You were saying that they're like a school play, and how you start with a school play and then all of a sudden it becomes this huge, huge thing.
Yeah, it was amazing because, long story short, before I worked in radio, I was an educator. we decided to do an eighth grade play on Romeo and Juliet, and we just said, you know what, we need something for the eighth grade class, we'll see where it goes. And what started as a very small play became this huge production. We had sound effects, we had music, we had stage lighting and set designing, and so many people pitched in, and I looked at my associate producer and we both looked at each other and said, was this what our original intent was? And we both said no, but you know what? It's amazing how God completely blessed us with what we had for that production. And we still look back at it and say, you know what? God's hand was in that, because this was not our intent to make it this big.
So it was a God thing, not a me thing.
No, it was not a me thing. It was definitely God.
Right. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, sometimes we limit ourselves in what we can accomplish for God. Because of our own belief system, we think, oh my gosh, there's no way I could do that. No way. That's way too big for me. But God wants that, because then it's going to be apparent that it was God, right?
Right.
So what do we need to do with that? When God gives you a dream or God gives you a thought, then don't limit God, right? Mm-hmm. We can't limit God. We can say, oh my gosh, this is way too big. I will do my part here, God, but the rest is up to you.
Right.
And it's kind of like that. There's a country song out that says, Jesus, take the wheel. You mm-hmm. know, it's like, because it's just too big for us. We can't take it. So Jesus, take the wheel and you've got it. I will do what I can do and I will be a servant and I will do my part, but the rest is up to you. Right. And it's amazing to see what God can do.
It is. And I mean, it's interesting because for us, we tend to put God in a box, which I don't understand why we do this, because you're talking about an all sovereign God. And we're saying, well, God, you can do that, but you know what? I'll take care of this. Mm-hmm. And God is saying each day, I am God. Be still and know that I am God. And we still tend to think, yeah, but can you do this? Be still and know that I am God.
Right.
And we still wrestle with that each day. And
right.
And I mean, I admit that. I do that as well in my own life struggles and saying, okay, God, but can you handle that? That's right. You're God.
Yeah. All-knowing, all-powerful. Mm-hmm. He can do all things. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't believe that. We just kind of hear those words and don't believe that that's really true.
It's written, but it's not meant for me.
That's the thought process, yes.
Right.
Right. So we're talking about thinking, speaking, and acting. And it all boils down to paying attention to what you think, say, and do on a daily basis. That's the key. The first thing you must do is to concentrate on changing your negative thoughts into positive ones. When you begin to slip back into old habits of feeling negative and down on yourself, nip those feelings in the bud immediately. You know, the minute you feel the negative thoughts begin to rise up in your mind, put your discipline into action and stop your mind from being ruled by those negative impressions. Don't entertain those thoughts at all, not even the tiniest bit, because if you do, they'll get a foothold in your mind. And once they do that, it's downhill from there. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, the Apostle Paul speaks of casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In Romans 12:12, in the Amplified Bible, Paul says, "Do not be conformed to this world, this age fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed, changed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you." Your mind is the battleground. It is there that the battle with Satan is either won or lost. You must renew your mind in the fact of your worth to God as his child and to the reality of who Jesus is inside you. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
See, and that's the thing, because even in 2 Corinthians 5, verses 16 to 17, it says, "From now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." Which means we're not replaying what we did last year, or even going in with the mindset, it's 2012, I'm probably going to do the same thing I did last year. You have to remove, I think you had a guest on once before that talked about stinking thinking.
Yes.
And you have to remove that stinking thinking. We're barely into the new year and people have already kind of gone back
right,
to the
to
old.
Say it's going to be the same way this year as that year, and how could they know that this early on?
Yeah, we're,
and we have a choice in that, don't we?
We have a choice.
And, we have a choice.
And if we choose to stay in the past, then
that's
you
where
have
you're
that,
going to stay.
That's
you're
going to
remain
be.
In the past.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reward.
Yeah,
remain.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. you have to change that. If you want things to change, you have to be the change.
Right.
If you're going around saying, well, I wish that that person would change, or I wish this would change, or that would change. But how are you going to make that change occur unless you start it?
So asking the question of, what are you pursuing? What are you pursuing? Because what you're pursuing is the outcome is going to happen based on what you're pursuing. It's kind of, if you look at the checkbook, you're going to know where your treasure is based on your checkbook. You know, where are you spending your money?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like, ouch, you know, but it's true. You know, if you're giving, then there's going to be money saying that, you know, your heart is giving to yeah. God, or, you know, based on your giving to the church.
Yeah, my treasure, unfortunately, last week was spent at fast food restaurants for lunch. But I know that my wife and I are trying to make our money work. So we're making a more conscious effort to make meals at home, but more importantly, make sure that we are properly putting our money for our church first before we say, okay, let's go spend.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's God. This
right.
is all of what we have is from God. It's not, well, because I work, I have this money. No, because God has provided you with these talents and blessed you with those talents.
Mm-hmm.
You have that. And right. we have to remember that.
Right. And we have to use them.
Exactly.
Right. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. You can stream on KKLA.com. You can click on Listen Live Saturdays 4 to 5. You also can go to SueFreeze.com, and SueFreeze is spelt like fries, and it's one word, SueFreeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. Anyway, you can go on there, and there's podcasts there. So if you are hearing something on this show that you would like to share with somebody else and you can't get a hold of them right now, you can, at any time, day or night, you can go on and listen to the podcast or share the podcast with somebody else. And I would really welcome you to get on the email list so that you can get any promotions that we have going on or whatnot. And you can click on one section of the website that's called Helping Hands. And the Helping Hands has different things that you can download. For instance, I Am. There's three pages of I Ams that are scriptures that you can read out loud to yourself that can help you change your belief system and your mindset. Because it starts with the renewing of your mind. Renewing. That's another re word.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of re words. And it's so interesting, that re thing, because that was given to me by God. And basically what it is God is a God of second chances. And if you think about the re words, any type of re word, renew, rebirth, recover, it's all second chances. And not only second chances, but third and fourth and fifth chances in a lot of cases for a lot of us. So it's really amazing that God just planted that on me. And so each show has a reword so that we can look at that and reflect. This show is about changing lives, one life at a time. And you might be the life that needs to change, or something you hear can change a life that you're in contact with. So we need to share these things with other people so that we can make a difference. There's a difference between success and significance, and I've said this before. Success is one thing, and it's a good thing, especially if you use your success, money success, because success, different people define success in different ways. If you have a happy family and your family is one unit and you all love each other and you're getting along and you do things together and whatnot, that's success. To me, that's success. To others, it's being successful in business and you know, making a difference in the business world, that's success too. Using that money from your business to further a ministry is success, but it's also significant. It's making a significant difference. So what are you doing with the money you make? What is your definition of success? Because everybody has a different one. And I ask kids that when they're in school. And I say, what is success to you? And it's really good to have kids that are teenagers be thinking about that. The other question I ask teenagers is, where are you going to go when you die? Because not all of them are believers, and I just want to find out where they are. So those are really good questions. What's success to you, and where do you go when you die? Really good questions to ask, and it kind of gets people thinking. For some reason, I feel the need to say this. In relationships, whether it's business relationships or personal relationships, One way of knowing where you are in that relationship is by asking this simple question. On a scale from 1 to 10, where would you say our relationship is, or where would you say, how loved do you feel by me? That's a good one. Because we think that we're giving love and maybe the other person's not really feeling it. And a lot of that has to do with love languages, and that's another show. Or you could go on the website and get the video on love languages because it's there. But ask that question to your significant other, to your child, to your business associate. Ask, on a scale from 1 to 10, how are we doing right now from your perspective? And you might be thinking that you're at an 8, and they're going to tell you you're at a 4. Then the next question is how can I move that 4 to an 8? What is it I need to do to get from 4 to 8? Because none of us are mind readers. We can't read other people's minds. So all we can do is ask the question and be straight up and honest. And hopefully the person you're asking is going to be straight up and honest too.
That's quite a bold thing to do, though, Sue, to ask someone to take
on. And it sure is.
That's putting a lot of risk out there. People listening and saying, are you kidding? I wouldn't even try asking that. So how do you kind of encourage this person to feel confident that what they're doing or what they're asking is not something that's going to maybe upset their boss? Because maybe they're a people pleaser. And they just want to do the job as best as they can. They don't want to say, well, how can I do better? I mean, it's not a harmful question, but for some people out there listening, that might be a really intimidating idea.
Right. It is an intimidating idea, but you know what? We need to be transparent and vulnerable, number one. And if our goal is to be all we can be for God, then how do you do that without communication? How do you do that without asking these tough questions?
Like it says, you have not because you ask not.
Right. Right. So I would say that it's really important to ask these tough questions, because what's the goal? If you reflect on where we are and you know, we say, okay, here we are. Are we happy where we are? Is there a way we could be happier? And happy, I understand there's a difference between happy and joy. And okay, we could say joy. Are we joyful right now? Could we be more joyful? Because happy is from happenings and they're fleeting. I get that. But there is a part in us that when there's been studies done with employees, and I base things on employees because I am a boss, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm a business owner, and it's very important that my employees feel significant in our environment. I want them to feel valued. And so how do you do that? How do you get to that? And there's been studies done that have said that, yeah, money's important because people need to live. But when employees have been asked what's most important, they want to feel valuable. They want to feel like what they're doing makes a difference.
Yeah, they're worth something.
They're worth something. And it's more than the money, although money is important because we go to work because we need to make money because we need to make a living. We need to take care of what we need to take care of.
Right.
I get that. But more importantly, like today, I was leaving the parking lot and one of my new guys was out cleaning the parking lot and it's not part of his job description. I took the time, I was in a hurry, but I took the time to say, wow, you know, thank you so much for cleaning this parking lot because it was such a mess. And he goes, oh, that's cool. He took his little iPod earplugs out because he was just working away. He took them out and he just said, oh, no problem, man. It really needed to be cleaned, didn't it? And I started to walk away from him and I stopped myself and I walked back around, which isn't easy for me still, but I walked back around my truck and I looked at him and I said, you know, I just have to tell you that every time I've connected with you, every time we've had any interaction, I feel blessed by you. And I just want you to know that because of your attitude. Your attitude is so upright and so positive that it just is such a blessing to me. And I just want you to know that it really is great. Do we take the time to say that to people? Do we take the time to say thank you? Do we take the time to smile? Do we take the time to give somebody a hug? You know, ask God to show us what we need to do and do it. But do we take that time or are we too busy? Another thing as parents and significant others that I'm finding to be really important is being present. Be present in the moment. Roland was saying, be still and know that I am God. I have a hard time being still. And with this whole leg thing and everything, you know, it really forced me to be still. I had to be still and I had to ask for help and I had to be waited on and all those things, which is very difficult for me. But I had to be still. It was a lesson that God wanted me to learn, obviously.
Yeah, you had no choice.
I had no choice. And I had to rejoice in it, mm-hmm. which was hard too. And I had to be anxious for nothing, which was hard too. But to be still and know that I am God is so true. To be present in the moment is so amazing, because when we can take the time to be present in the moment, amazing things happen. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So, Roland.
Yes.
You say it's going to be, you know, it'd be difficult to for a lot of people listening to ask that question.
I do.
Okay. Would it be difficult for you to ask that question to your boss?
No.
Okay.
No. And I say that because I was probably the listener that was saying, how do I ask that? Listeners, I'll tell you, you have to really let God have that. Because I know for myself, I think sometimes, okay, if I do it this way, it's going to work out just the way I want it. And I have to stop myself and say, you know what, God, I give it to you, and I'm going to let you handle it. Because, true, there are times where, yeah, I, as a person, I may not feel to do that. However, it's not about what I feel. It's about what God wants us to do. And when we recognize that and say, okay, God, may your will be done, God will do an amazing thing. And I don't know about any of you listeners out there, but he has not failed me yet. He's an on-time God, as my church would say. It may not be when we think we want it, but he's always on time. And when I look at that, you know what? What do we have to worry about? What is there to worry about? It says in Matthew 6, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flower of the fields grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If this is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith?
Yes, that goes along with 2 Corinthians 10:5. Make a quality decision to control your thoughts, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. A sound mind is a disciplined mind. So our thoughts, we have to take captive of our thoughts and make sure our thoughts are not conformed to this world, but by the renewing of our mind, our thoughts are his thoughts. The next thing we must discipline is speaking. There's a great power in what we say. If we are continually repeating negative things about ourselves, we will see negative results and behavior in our lives. But if we confess positive things, we will see positive results and actions. You can talk yourself into a bad self-image, or you can talk yourself into a good self-image. For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good man from his inner good treasure flings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse flings forth evil things. That's Matthew 12:34. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge it shall eat the fruit of it for death or life. Proverbs 18:21 in the Amplified. So you can speak life or death by your words. So you need to take captive of your thoughts and of your words. So when you catch yourself saying something like, oh, I'm so stupid, or, oh, you know, just any of those things, you need to stop and rebuke that and say, no, I don't receive that. If you hear somebody else say something, you can say, I don't receive that. You need to take guard your thoughts, guard your words. And this helps when you're a parent, because sometimes things are spoken that your mom or dad spoke to you. If you were in a bad situation, dysfunctional family, I would think that would probably be 95% of all families, which is sad but true, because we're not taught in school how to be a good parent. We're not taught. All we know is what we lived with. And even though our goals as parents, if we have children and we plan to have children, I would bet that we had said to ourselves, I never want to do that when I'm a mom, when I'm a dad. I never want to do what my mom and dad did. But how many of you have found yourself doing exactly that? Exactly what your mom and dad did. And you have to catch yourself and change that. You need to say, oh, there, I did it. And change what you're doing, because what is the goal? The goal is to raise your children, train them up in the way they shall go, and they will not depart from it. You need to do that every day. You need to speak love. You need to speak comfort, you know, the goodness of God into their lives. You need to speak God's words into their lives, who they are in Christ. Because when you do that, when they have those, all the negative things that come from the world, when they have those, and do you remember when you were in school, elementary school and then junior high? Junior high was the worst for me. I don't know about you. Junior high was horrible for me. And people, those kids can be so cruel, so, so cruel. I can remember those days. And, oh, how about you, Roland? Do you remember those days?
I don't miss high school.
But those kids, they're so cruel.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it's no different now.
No.
I think it's worse now. It's worse now. There is so much more that kids have to battle. So us parents, we have to guard them and we have to protect them. How do we do that? Oh, my goodness. But we have to guard our words. And if they are saying something negative, we need to change that. We need to help our children with their self-image. But you know what? We need to start with ours first. We need to get our self-image right. Once we work on ours and we get ours right and we put our thoughts and our words into captivity and we make sure that we're renewing our minds and we're getting into the Word and we're understanding who we are in Christ, once we do that, there's going to be such a change and transformation within ourselves that our children are going to see that and they're going to want what we have as parents. So that's one way to go.
You touched on a really good point there.
You did?
It's the fact that if we need to model the behavior in our homes.
Yes.
For our children.
Yes.
And that was something that has stayed with me throughout my educational career. It's that if I want my students in my classroom to conduct themselves in a respectful way, I have to be the trendsetter.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm not, they will emulate exactly what I do. And I remember a couple of times in my teaching career, I had said something and I heard it back and I said, "Where'd you get that from? You said it a few weeks ago." Ooh. And
that's,
I said, "Ow!" I said, "That stung." And I said, "You know what? I'm sorry I said that."
Right. And how many parents won't say that word, "I'm sorry"? How many parents won't say, "I'm sorry"? And that's such a healing thing to say, you know?
Because your family, your children will recognize that and they say, "Wow, they acknowledge that they made that mistake."
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Mm-hmm. That's very good. Yeah. Very good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate you letting me be on the other side of the studio for this show, Sue. It's always a pleasure and an honor. So.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, sometimes you just don't know. I always thought of me, I pictured me, I think God gave me an image of me being on platform on speaking. But this is such a different platform because I don't know who's listening. I don't see the body language. I don't see who's out there. So I just have to lean on the Spirit. The Holy Spirit to guide me, and I pray before the show just to ask God to guide me and to have ears, for you to have ears to hear God's words, and that I don't want to say anything that would be contrary to what God would want me to say. I want to glorify Him, and I want to be significant for His glory, not mine. So I'm saying a lot of I's, and I don't mean to, because this is God's show. It's not my show. I'm a vessel. You're a vessel. And we need to be doing His work. So prepare yourself to do His work by being the best you can be for God and for your kids and those that you surround yourselves with. God bless you and keep you. And, you know, if there's anything that's burdening you right now, just take it to God. Just take some quiet time and take it to God. He will be there. He'll meet you. You just have to reach up. He will not snatch you out and make you do something you don't want to do, but He's there for you. And understand that. And He'll accept you just as you are. You don't have to change. You don't have to get better. Just as you are today, He will take you. He'll love you. And He'll help you be the person that He created you to be. We will be back with more of The Sue Freeze Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freed Show.
I'm kind of just going off of no script, no anything, and I just want to have a heart-to-heart. So what I want to say first is if you want to call in during my heart-to-heart, feel free. Okay, I always talk about being vulnerable and transparent. And that's what I'm going to be today. And phone number is 888-995-5552. Phone number again is 888-995-5552. And this is KKLA 99.5, Sue Free Show. And, you know, people say, what is this show about? And I say, you know, when people ask me that, I always say, it's not about termites and it's not about bugs because I'm known as the termite lady. And I say, what it is, it's about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Because I am the termite lady, and I'm just going to give you a little background because some of you don't know me, and I've been the termite lady for a while now, and I own a company called Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services. And what we do is we offer alternatives to chemicals for treatments. Now, that's really a wonderful thing because it used to be that if you had a termite problem, the only thing you could do was to fumigate your home. And now we say we have the good news. Why? Because you don't have to always fumigate the home. If you have one or two areas of infestation, we can take care of that problem by using local treatments. And there's quite a few different options out there. And the beauty of Ecola, the acronym for Ecola, is effective combinations of lasting alternatives. And we came up with that because it's true. We have heat, which is the only recognized alternative for full structure, according to Consumer Affairs, to be compared to fumigation because it's the only one that can be full structure. And the beauty of heat is it's clean, hot air. There is no chemical. It's just clean, hot air. And there's added benefits for it also because it deodorizes and sanitizes and it kills the eggs of the termites. So there's added benefit to using heat. The other beauty of heat is it doesn't have to be full structure. It means that it could be the attic only if that's the place you have the problem, or it could be a room or a garage. And people say, well, how do you know if you have a termite problem? And I say, well, a lot of the times you'll see little droppings, and they kind of look like multicolored coffee grounds. And if you see that, that means you do definitely have a problem. Another thing is when the integrity of the wood has been compromised, meaning that if you push on wood and you find that it sinks in, you've got a problem. Now, whether it's termites or just water damage, an expert termite inspector could come out and let you know that. Our inspections are free. And yes, this is a commercial for Ecola. Why? Because Ecola is the one that pays for the show to go on. So I feel it's only right for Ecola to get some time. So I just wanted to bring that up to you. And you know what? Now is a really good time to do to have termite work done. And why is that, Sue? The reason is because we're getting ready for November, which is Thanksgiving, and we have so much to be thankful for. I know I do. And then we have Christmas. And so usually what we're doing around now is we're figuring out how we can make our house more presentable, how we can make it prettier for our family and the traditions to go on. And so what we do is we paint or we, you know, we do these things, you know, we'll remodel. We'll do these types of things. And it's best to do the termite work before you paint because the termite work can, we can drill holes and do some other things, or you have to replace a piece of wood or something. And so it's always best to get the termite inspection, find out if you have a problem, to get it taken care of, and then paint and have it beautiful for your family and friends to come over and visit and share the festivities. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. If you'd like to call in, 888-995-5552. Now I'm going to get into a little bit of my story. I've been in the pest control business for over 30 years. Yes, I know. It's a long, long time. And if somebody would have said to me in high school or even college, what are you going to do when you grow up? I would say that pest control, being the termite lady, would probably be not even on my radar. It wouldn't even be a thought. But sometimes life changes, things happen, and you know there's a fork in the road, and decisions are made, and that's where I ended up. And so when you end up somewhere, the best thing to do is make the best of it. I love business and I love people. So for me, I was heavily involved in my church. I was very involved in ministry. And when Ecola became available, I was working with my husband for 20 years at a competitor pest control company. And then this opportunity became available for me to purchase Ecola. And it was owned by two men at the time. And at that time, I was very fearful. I knew what I knew, but I didn't know what I didn't know. And And, you know, it's good to know what you, it's good to know what you're getting yourself into when you go into something, but not always do we have that option. So sometimes you have to take a step of faith in life and, you know, just have God on your side and you'll get through it. And it was a hard struggle. And, I did it out of submission for my husband. I said, yes, I'll do this, but I don't feel it's the best thing for our marriage. And I did it anyway. And so I took over E-Cola, and I was used to being on the front end and answering phone calls and taking care of the customers on the front end, and I loved doing that because I cared, and I knew a lot. And so I was talking to mostly women and mothers who cared about their children, and I realized that there was such a need for non-chemical alternative treatments. And so when the opportunity became available for me to go into a company that had some of those opportunities and choices, I decided it was a good move for me. So I moved over to E-Cola and became the president and 100% woman-owned in this organization. And I had 41 employees at the time, which was a large endeavor. Six offices covered from San Diego to San Luis Obispo. We handle all of that, and it's a wonderful thing. So moving forward, there were a lot of issues that happened during that time, a lot of struggles. And being a Christian, I wanted to run my business with biblical principles. I had to move myself out of church ministry and being in the usher team, worship team, and drama team, and helping with spiritual gifts, which I love, into making my employees or having my employees be my ministry. And so that's what I did. It's quite different being in the world of business versus being in a church setting, but it was something God was leading me to do. And so that's where I ended up being. So 30 years into the business, actually 31 now, and now Termite Lady, radio, TV, building the business, building the offices, learning about insurance and work comp, and understanding how legislation and politics plays into their decisions, how they affect me as a business owner. All the things that I really didn't want to have anything to do with now become very much on the forefront of what happens in my business. They make decisions that affect my employees and medical and everything. And so it's really important for me to be up on things like that. And it's not my pleasure and it's not my gift, but sometimes we have to do things that we don't really enjoy. But what I've learned over all this time is that it's important to work within your gifts, because God gave us gifts, and those gifts are so important to work within. And that's what I've learned to do. And I've also learned to learn what my employees' gifts are and to help them build on their gifts and help them equip them to be successful. I think that's so important as a leader, is to equip people that you're around to be successful. And I think I've done that. The phone number is 888-995-5552, and I welcome any caller to call in and ask any question about termites, pest control, running a business, being a woman in a man's world. It hasn't been easy to do that. But if you have any questions regarding that, before I got into the business, actually during the business, I also went into doing a network marketing program for a makeup company, because I used to work for Max Factor before I got involved with getting married and having children. And I learned about image consulting and color analysis, and that you don't get a second chance to make a first good impression. And I will say that anybody out there that's looking for a job, some of the things I look at or look for in somebody that's coming to interview is, number one, research. Do some research on the company that you're going to go work for or that you want to interview for. Have your resume in your hand. Have all the information you need in order to answer the questions. Be thinking about what the employer is needing, not what you need. The funniest answer I've ever gotten is, why should I hire you? I always ask that question. I'll say, you know, if there's 20 people outside my room, which sometimes there's 50 applications, especially right now with the labor the way it is right now, where there's so much unemployment, I'll say, why should I hire you? And they'll say, because I need a job. And I'll say, okay, that's what you need. That's why you want me to hire you, but why should I hire you? And so always be thinking about the other person. And that's a good principle for life itself, whether in sales or you're anything. You always want to be looking for the win-win, but what's in it for the other person? And if you can listen carefully to what the needs are of the other person and you feel that need, I guarantee you your needs will be met. This is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. Phone number is 888-995-5552. Dorothy, you have a question about Ecola Services. Are you there? Hi, Dorothy.
Hi. What kind of non-toxic treatment is she talking about?
Non-toxic treatments. What we have is we have. Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for asking me this question. We have the heat process, which is clean hot air. We have the E-gun, which is an electric gun that emits 90,000 volts of electricity. It uses Mother Nature, just electricity. There is no chemical involved in that. And what it does is it has electrical currents that go out, and it scans the wood, and it looks for the path of least resistance, which would be a tunnel where the termites are tunneling through wood. And termites are made up of 85 to 90% water, and electricity is, water is conducive to electricity, so the electricity is attracted to the water in the termite. So it looks for the termite, and it zaps it, and what that does is it affects the termite to where it cannot digest food. So basically, it eats himself to death. And then we have the microwave. And then we have borates, which is like table salt. You can call the 800 number, so there's no cost to you. And the phone number is 800-332, and you spell out the word bugs, or it's 2847.
2847. 1-800-332-2847.
Right.
Okay, I'll have the CEO of the Women's Center, the downtown Women's Center, with all these churches and all these world-renowned people coming through here. I will tell her to contact you.
Well, listen, when she calls, would you please have her tell the people, my call center, tell the girls at the call center to pass that call on to me so I can talk to her direct, okay?
If it's not the CEO, it's the assistant CEO. Whoever.
That's fine.
It's going to be the top person because we've all had it. The maintenance men have had it. We've all had it. I mean, something's got to change here.
Okay, well, I know we can help you. So thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, God bless you. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on KKLA 99.5. The phone number again is 888-995-5552. Being a business owner is a big responsibility, and I don't take it lightly. And ministering to my employees, I always... I had a gentleman who worked for me once, and he says, you know, you've got it easy. You don't have anybody to answer to. And I was so shocked in that response because I looked him right in the eyes and I said, are you kidding me? I said, I have 50 employees that I have to answer to. The decisions I make affect all of my employees, but not only my employees, they affect the families of the employees and even my customers because it's really important that we take care of the pests and the termites. And so it's really important that I take care of the employees. And, you know, it's difficult because as a leader, you can't make everybody happy all the time. But I try to listen. You know, listening is so, so important. And I think that if there was one thing that I would suggest for any person in any type of relationship, because that's what it's about, relationships. And it's all relationships, and it takes communication. And it's much better to listen than it is to speak. I had someone tell me a long time ago, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. We have two ears so that we can listen twice as much as we talk. So with that being said, I will just say that, we are all called to minister to one another. And we are all called to, be there for one another. I've been going through a really hard time lately because I got thrown off my horse and I broke my leg. And it's not a real fun story, but I'm 4 months into it now. And I can say right now, if I can do this without tears, that it's been the biggest struggle. And the biggest struggle is having humility for being able to ask for help. Because when you're a leader, you're supposed to have the answers and you're supposed to be able to handle things.
And when you're in a position where you can't drive and you can't even take a cup of coffee from the kitchen to the couch and you have to ask somebody to wait on you hand and foot, it's really, really difficult. And then try a person who works 16 hours, which is me, to not be able to drive, to not be mobile, to be in a wheelchair. Amazing thing with the wheelchair is I keep saying little victories, and people say, how are you doing? And how's it going? And I'll say, I'm getting better every day. Because our words are so important, and our brain hears our words. And I was told a long time ago that when you read scriptures, that you can read them quietly, and your brain will hear them. But if you read scripture out loud, your brain hears your own voice better, and your soul hears your words. So it's much better to read scripture out loud, and your body needs to hear your voice, no one else's. You know, that kind of brings me to another story on a woman once who... she kept having fevers, and they didn't know why she had these fevers. And she went to a psychoanalyst, and she went to a psychologist, and they sat with her for hours and listened to her and listened to her and listened to her. And then they couldn't come up with why she kept having these fevers. She went to the doctor, of course, first, and couldn't figure out why she kept having this burning up. She was burning up. And then after months and months of going to different people to seek help to find out why she had this fever and it would never break and she'd take medication and everything, she went to a pastor. And she sat with the pastor and she's talking to the pastor about this and that and how this really just burns her up. And he said to her, he stopped her and he said, you know, I don't know what's wrong. And if you've gone to a doctor and you've gone to a psychotherapist and you've gone to all these people, the only thing that I can hear that I hear you keep saying over and over again is that really burns you up. And I'm thinking that maybe you should stop saying that. And so she did. She says, you know what? I've tried everything else, but I haven't tried that. And so she changed what she was saying. And then she'd say, instead of that really burns me up, she would start saying, she would just say, you know what? That really is upsetting. Or, you know what, I'm going to do better next time. Or she'd come up with something else to say. And you know what happened? Believe it or not, this is a true story. But what happened was is that her fever broke. And it was because all they could come up with is that she changed something she was saying. So the moral of the story is that watch your tongue. Watch what you're saying. Because your brain is hearing what you're saying. And I was saying, I'm getting better every day. And, you know, people say, how are you doing? I'm getting better every day. And you know what I'm saying now is I'm saying I'm healed in Jesus' name. I am healed, completely healed. And I'm going to walk and I'm going to run. I don't really enjoy running, but I'm going to run and I'm going to enjoy it now because I'll be able to do it. And I'm going to be able to dance because dancing is something so, so important to me. Stepping back from this, I will say that being in a wheelchair was an amazing, amazing lesson. You see things from a different perspective. And I say, I saw so many zippers, and that sounds funny, but I saw everything from zipper level, and you'd be amazed. It's like when you go to Disneyland and you see Disneyland from your children's eyes. It's a whole new world that opens up with just this whole new reality. And it's amazing to just change the position in which you're looking. And it's amazing to see the reception of people. I would go to a party in a wheelchair. And it used to be that I would walk into a party, and I'm about 5'7". I'd walk into a party, and I would just try to work the room. I don't know. Some of you can relate, I'm sure, and some of you probably can't. But I would work the room, and I would just try to, you know, hi, how are you? How's it going? And I'd work the room. But when I got in the wheelchair, it wasn't so easy to maneuver in the room. So what I would do is I would find a place against the wall, and I would, you know, roll my wheelchair up to the wall and then carefully place my wheelchair against the wall so I wasn't in the way of any walkway, bathroom, food, anything. Tried to be out of the way. And it was amazing to see that people would see that I was kind of sitting there with no one to talk to, and they would, one by one, there would be a chair. They'd bring up a chair. They'd sit the chair next to me, and they would start talking to me. And the conversation was so much deeper than the conversation I had when I was in control. So what's the lesson? I don't know. Maybe sometimes it's good to just step back. So, you know, life happens. We get up in the morning and who knows what's going to happen. I woke up this morning and I decided I was going to take my horse for a ride and ended up 4 months later not being able to walk. And I know there's so many stories I've been hearing, people sending me emails and getting on the SueFreeze.com and, you know, writing things on there of encouragement and help. And I just have to say thank you right now to all those people. Wow. I talked for almost a whole half hour and I had no idea what I was going to say. That's pretty good. So this is the Sue Free Show, KKLA 99.5. And if you'd like to call in, I would love to talk with you. It is live. And, you know, I drive all the way in here because I want to talk to you. And so if your heart's beating and you feel like you have something to say, don't hesitate. I always say that because, you know what, there's somebody else that might want to hear what you have to say. And don't leave it all to yourself. You know, the devil wants to keep us isolated. He wants to make us think that the problems we're facing are only our problems. But they're not. And you know what? Don't deny somebody the gift of helping. And that's something I think I've been doing for a long, long time. And now it's just so nice. I mean, I have to ask for help. And I guess that God wanted me to slow down for sure. And I don't blame God for the accident. I don't think that that would be right for me to do. It's not his fault. I made a bad choice. I made a bad decision. But you know what? God's with me every minute of every day. And I lean on him every minute of every day. And I'm so thankful that I have him. And if you don't have him, he's there for you too. So I want to welcome you into our family, Christ's family, and understand that he died and he gives us grace. We don't have to get better before we receive him. He's there for us right here, right now. And so I would welcome you to just look up, ask him into your heart, and I know that he'll be there and he'll receive you just as you are. He says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden. Until next week, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy, and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.